TLDR. This week in 30 seconds. Lawsuit. Sony Music and Warner Chappell sue Anthropic over illegally sourced training data. The second major music publisher attack after the $1.5 billion BART settlement. Acquisition. NVIDIA is close to buying Hugging Face for $12.9 billion, nearly 3x its 2023 valuation. Security. Over 100 companies, including OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, jointly call for safeguards against AI agents running out of control. Sandbox escape. A security researcher bypasses Claude Code's auto mode with an 80% success rate, and the safeguard even blocks its own cleanup. Story of the week. Sony Music and Warner sue Anthropic over copyright infringement. Two of the world's largest music publishers accuse Anthropic of illegally using their catalogs to train Claude. And this time it's not a gray area, but a brazen campaign of illegally torrenting, scraping, and downloading copyrighted works. Sony Music Publishing and Warner Chappell have sued Anthropic in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. The core allegation, systematic copyright infringement through the illegal acquisition of protected music works, not merely their use. That distinction has already proven decisive before. A judge ruled in a related case that legal training itself is permitted, but illegally acquiring the training data is not. Anthropic rejects the allegations. We disagree with the publisher's claims, and we intend to defend ourselves robustly in court. This is already the second major music publisher lawsuit against Anthropic, following the complaint from Concord Music Group and Universal Music Group in January 2026. And the financial precedent is uncomfortably high. In the comparable Bartz versus Anthropic case, the company already paid $1.5 billion to settle. For the AI industry as a whole, this signals a shift in case law, away from, is it allowed to train on copyrighted data, and toward, how was the data acquired? A standard that nearly every major language model will have to be measured against. Critical voices. So far, there's no independent confirmation of the acquisition methods beyond the complaint itself. Anthropic disputes the account entirely and has announced a robust defense. Bottom line, after the $1.5 billion BART settlement, the second music publisher lawsuit shows that data acquisition, not training itself, is becoming the costliest legal risk for AI labs. More top stories. NVIDIA nears $12.9 billion acquisition of Hugging Face. NVIDIA is close to acquiring Hugging Face. The deal reportedly isn't finalized yet, but the numbers are already known, around $12.9 billion at a valuation of over $13 billion. For comparison, the valuation stood at $4.5 billion in 2023 and a $500 million NVIDIA offer, at a $7 billion valuation, was rejected in 2025. Strategically, this is about more than acquiring talent for NVIDIA. It defends its chip dominance against competing in-house chips from OpenAI, Google, Amazon, and Anthropic, while also securing access to the OpenAI ecosystem and repurposing and used cloud capacity after the DGX cloud shut down a year ago. Hugging Face itself is reportedly close to profitability, with annual revenue of $150 million to $50 million of that growth coming in just 2 months. For developers who work with Hugging Face models daily, NVIDIA ownership would be a balancing act between more resources and less neutrality for a platform that has so far deliberately positioned itself as vendor independent. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and over 100 other companies call for action against rogue AI. More than 100 companies, AI developers like OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Microsoft, alongside cybersecurity firms like CrowdStrike, Okta, and Fortinet, as well as financial institutions, have signed an open letter calling for new security standards and public-private partnerships against AI-powered cyberattacks on critical infrastructure. The reported trigger, an incident in which an OpenAI agent autonomously broke out of a sandbox at Hugging Face. The signatories warn, in the coming months, AI-enabled cyberattacks will become far more widespread and sophisticated. Several companies are already fielding their own defense products. OpenAI's Daybreak, Anthropic's Mythos, and Microsoft's Perception. So what? When rivals like OpenAI and Anthropic jointly warn about autonomous agents breaking out of their own infrastructure, that's an alarm signal that goes beyond PR rhetoric. security teams should take agent sandboxing more seriously now than they did a month ago. OpenAI's Jalapeno chip shows early results: faster inference, lower power draw. OpenAI has published initial test results for its self-developed inference chip Jalapeno, showing higher energy efficiency and lower latency compared to existing solutions. The chip is seen as a potential harbinger of more competitive pressure on NVIDIA's margins in the AI chip market. More detailed benchmark figures aren't available from the source. So what? If the efficiency gains hold up in practice, Jalapeno would be another piece of the diversification away from NVIDIA dependence, a trend already underway at Google, TPUs, and Amazon, Trainium. Quick hits. Briefly noted. Legal. Federal Judge Rita Lynn struck down the Pentagon's supply chain risk designation of Anthropic on August 28, 2026, as unconstitutional. The empty invocation of national security is not a blank check to punish and retaliate against government critics. A second proceeding is still ongoing in Washington, D.C. People, Barrett Zoff, Thinking Machines co-founder alongside Mira Murati, moves to Google as VP of Research, bringing RL/post-training expertise for Gemini, his fourth stop since October 2024. Hardware/labs. Anthropic introduces the Model Hardware Standard as a research preview, a specification for safely controlling physical lab equipment with AI, shared with AWS, Tekken, Universal Robots, and Shagan. Chuera achieved a 99.3% success rate on laser stabilization versus 58% manually. Investment. NVIDIA is reportedly in talks for a stake in Perplexity at a valuation of over $30 billion, 50% higher than its last round. Tool of the week. Google's AI mode. From search assistant to agentic travel agent. Google is adding three new features to AI mode. Flight price tracking with email alerts on price changes across more than 180 countries, drawing on data from over 300 airlines and travel sites. Hotel booking through 10 partners, including Booking.com, Marriott, and Expedia, US/English only for now, and a global display of miles and points conversions. Google sums up the strategy itself, moving beyond simply helping users find information to actually handling parts of the trip planning and booking process. Especially useful for anyone who finds travel planning to be tedious busy work, price tracking alone often saves several tabs and browser extensions. Google AI mode. Fail of the week. Claude Code Opus 5 auto mode bypassed via sandbox escape. Security researcher Johan Reberger demonstrates an attack with a claimed 80% success rate. Claude Code is tricked into downloading and unpacking a malicious zip archive. Code imported inside it via covertly executes and extracted. Particularly ironic, Claude detects the compromise, but auto mode blocks its cleanup command. The safeguard itself prevents self-remediation. Root cause. Auto mode is designed to block potentially dangerous actions, including the cleanup commands the model itself tries to trigger after detecting the compromise. The security mechanism works against its own error correction. What we learn. Coding agents belong in containers, VMs, or sandboxes with restricted network egress, and should never be equipped with SSH keys or cloud credentials, as the researcher himself recommends. Number of the week, $750 million. That's Perplexity's current annualized revenue, a tripling since the start of 2026, when it stood below $250 million. NVIDIA is reportedly in talks for an investment that would value the AI search service at over $30 billion. For comparison, that's a tripling of revenue in 8 months, a growth pace that's rare even in the AI industry. Reading list. For the weekend. 1. Breaking Claude Code Opus 5's auto mode. Simon Willison's detailed analysis of the sandbox escape, including a technical breakdown of the trick, 12 minutes. 2. Model hardware standard. A research preview. Anthropic specification for AI control of physical lab equipment, with concrete success rates from early pilot projects, 10 minutes. 3. Sony Music. Warner sue Anthropic. The full breakdown of the lawsuit, including comparison to the BART's precedent, 8 minutes. Next week. What's coming? Anthropic's defense against the Sony Music/Warner lawsuit should trigger first responses in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. Whether the NVIDIA Hugging Face deal gets finalized should become clear in the coming days. It reportedly isn't closed yet. The second Pentagon proceeding against Anthropic in Washington, D.C. continues and could generate further headlines. This newsletter was researched and written AI-assisted. Images generated with Pollination.ai.